And in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, when Anas bin Malik brought his brother, is he his brother? I'm asking you. Is he his brother? The narrator, Anas bin Malik, his brother? A brother from both parents or from mother's side? From the mother's side. Yes. From the mother's side. That's right. So when he brought his brother from his mother's side, the son of Abi Talha, he brought him to the Prophet ﷺ, and with him some dates. So the Prophet ﷺ took the dates and chewed them. Then he put them in the mouth of the boy and he rubbed that against his gums. And in this there is blessing in the saliva of the Prophet ﷺ, so that the first thing that reaches the belly of this child is the saliva of the Prophet ﷺ. And the companions used to do this when they had children, boys or girls. They would bring them to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then would bring with them some dates so that he makes what is called tahniq. This is called tahniq. He chews on the dates and then he takes them after they become soft with his saliva and then puts his finger with the dates on it and rubs the gum of the child with this chewed dates. Now this tahniq, you understand now what it means, tahniq, so that we don't go over describing it. You understand? You know what it means now? It is there. The Prophet ﷺ takes the date, chews it in his mouth, put it in the mouth of the baby, and rubs the chewed date around the baby's gum. This is called tahniq. This is called tahniq. So, is this tahniq therefore used for taking the blessing of the Prophet's saliva, or the objective is to make the taste of the dates reach the boy's belly before anything else? If we say by the former that this is the objective is gaining the barakah, the blessing of the Prophet ﷺ's saliva, then this technique would be from his particularities. And therefore, no one would make tahniq to a child, because no one seeks the blessing of any one's saliva or sweating for barakah except that of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we consider this to be the objective of the tahniq, is to have or receive the blessing of the Prophet wasallam, then we say this is from his khasa'is, this is particular to him alone. If we say by the latter that the technique's purpose is for the dates, so that the dates would be the first thing after becoming soft, the first thing to reach the belly, then it will be like the tanning of the stomach. Then in this case, every born child, you know, tahniq can be made to every born child. You understand now? Fine.